Saturday, May 9th, 3:25 p.m., somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean. I am writing this on an airplane. It's the first time I've ever been on an airplane in my whole entire life. And it's not just any airplane. It's the Royal Genovian Jet, a private plane, just like the ones my mom used to fly. Dad told me it was okay to go up into the cockpit and sit in the co-pilot's seat, and she let me wear her headset and talk to the control tower, and the pilot showed me all the controls and even let me steer for a while, until Grand-Mère sent a message up with one of the flight attendants that Rommel was feeling sick and could I please stop. This is definitely going on my list of best moments ever. And guess what else? My nose doesn't even hurt anymore. Well, except when I touch it. The nice doctor we went to see said it was only bruised, not broken. And now the sovereign city-state of Genovia is suing Annabelle's dad. So that should be a nice change of pace for Mr. Jenkins, his getting sued instead of doing the suing. His daughter punching me in the face at school has become the number one top trending story in the media. Between that and Princess Mia's statement about how it was my dead mom who wanted my being a princess kept secret, the press has stopped asking me rude questions. Grand-Mère says not to get used to it. She says everyone loves a scandal. I told her I'm going to try hard not to create any. How can I, anyway? I'm on my way to my new home in Genovia with my new family and my new dog, Snowball. Because this is a private plane and the only people on it are my dad, Grand-Mère, Rommel, my sister, and her husband-to-be, Michael, who is very nice and said he could tell I was going to make a very good aunt someday, I'm allowed to let Snowball sleep on my lap. She doesn't have to be in a dog carrier or anything. I haven't seen Genovia yet outside my window, but I have seen the ocean and the tops of clouds. I've never seen the tops of clouds before, only the sides and bottoms of them. The tops of them are so pretty, especially with the sun shining down on them. You can almost believe they're what heaven looks like, and that the angels are hiding behind all those piles of puffy whiteness, waiting until we've passed over, because we're not allowed to know angels exist until we're dead. And then, as soon as we're out of sight, they're going to pop out again and go back to playing the harp or angel ping pong or whatever it is angels do all day. I'd wave to my mom in heaven out the window, but I don't want anyone to see me and ask who I'm waving to and then think I'm being weird, waving to the angel of my mom. Besides, I don't have to wave. I think she already knows I'm here. And I'm pretty sure she's as happy for me as I am.